Thank you, Carl. Thanks, everybody. Right now, it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Fabian Regosa from Monterey Park, California.
Fabian? Fabian?
Yes, Fabian.
That's it. I mean, like Fabian, like the singer, Fabian?
Yes, I get that a lot. Yes,
that's
I
a
am.
Great name, though.
Yes, it is. That's what my mother named me after that.
Really? Your mother was a big fan of the singer and named you Fabian?
Oh, yeah. I had a big poster on the wall.
Wow. You're probably happy she wasn't a big Engelbert Humperdinck fan.
Oh, yeah, or Simon Garfunkel or something.
That would be bad.
Yeah.
On the other hand, Garfunkel Regosa would be, I think, a name for the books. Well, welcome to our show, Fabian. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Fabian's topic?
Oh, great. Now I've got hamster dance stuck in my head. Thanks, Internet.
The Internet was supposed to change our lives, and it has. Without it, we never would have gotten to know Miss Teen South Carolina, but the Internet is also capable of letting us down. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of the Internet not living up to Al Gore's founding vision. Choose the real story, you'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes.
First, let's hear from Tom Baudet.
Google the topic virtual cranial sacral tantric love spree, as the idle and unemployed Lance Deeker did, and you'll find yourself browsing the wares at skullteaser.com. These include a $700 rubber cap with 23 embedded electrodes and a 12-foot USB cable. Users are asked to shave their heads, don the skull cap, then an online cranial therapist manipulates the pressure points to simulate the hours-long tantric sex sessions of New Age legend. The problem, claims Deeker, who subjected himself to a 48-hour marathon session, is not the uncontrollable face twitching or the enduring numbness in his extremities. The problem is that Skull Teaser will not let him do it again. $700 on my mom's credit card and they cut me off because of a little nerve damage. Deeker is planning legal action to have his service, if not his motor skills, reinstated.
A young man heartbroken because skullteaser.com won't let him come back. Your next story of the web gone awry comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Anthony Michaels of San Diego has sued the social networking site Classmates.com, charging deceptive advertising practices. When Michaels heard from Classmates.com over and over, email after email, that high school friends were trying to contact him, he upped his membership to the tune of $15, only to find out that no one was looking for him. Not the cute girl from French class, not the stoner poet, not the girl whose history notes he used to copy. Nobody. Instead of being relieved, Michaels is angry. The case may escalate into, no pun intended, a class action suit. The aggrieved group being formerly fat ex-Trekkies who are a lot cooler now and got contacts.
I didn't get contacts. I'm sorry. All right. A guy sues classmates.com because it turns out despite their promises, nobody from his class really wanted to talk to him. Your last story of internet mayhem comes from PJ O'Rourke.
Ultra-liberal Reed College in Oregon is doing away with textbooks and will rely on the internet for all coursework reading. College President Ellen Dern said the move helps democratize the educational process by utilizing the knowledge and expertise of everyone on Earth via the World Wide Web while also fighting the unregulated hegemony of textbook publishers. Professors in Reed's math and science departments are furious. Mathematics Department Chairman Maxine Gonzalez said, "I've got students claiming that 2 plus 2 is 220 because they went to Wall Street hedge fund credit swap math sites. I've got other students citing Wikipedia articles saying that 2 plus 2 isn't diverse enough. There should be some 4s and 7s in there." President Dern responded that Reed will continue its experiment and added, 2 plus 2, not having enough diversity, may be a healing concept. Inclusiveness of 4s and 7s could lead to a more healthy and whole society.
All right, then. Here are your choices. From Tom Baudet, a guy upset at the skullteaser.com website because they no longer let him hook up his brain to the computer. From Kiri O'Connor, a guy upset at classmates.com because they lied to him about how popular he was. Or from PJ O'Rourke, an entire college getting upset after they allow their students to use the internet for research? Which of these is the real story of the internet letting us down?
I'm probably going to have to say the classmates one, because I get a lot of email from them saying I'm popular as well.
Really? but surely, Fabian, you really were.
Oh, that's what my mom keeps telling me.
There you are. All right. So your choice, then, is Kiri's story about classmates.com. Well, we were very pleased to bring you the answer from somebody we think of as a real internet celebrity.
There are a lot of people on classmates.com with similar names, and I'm sure that someone searching for someone with this guy's name clicked through to his profile, and that's why he got told that someone was looking at his profile.
Okay. You know those banner ads for classmates.com that say, "Can you believe that she married him?" That's the she. That's L.A. Smith, who appears in those ads talking to us about classmates.com. Congratulations, Fabian. You got it right. That's the story that was true about the lawsuit against classmates.com. Well done. You earned a point for Kiri. You've won our prize. Carol Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Well
thank
done.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for playing with us today, Fabian.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.